says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso, your host. I'm up here in little visited North Dakota, due north of the much more visited great state of Texas, where is located the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas, near Austin. So, and that's where you send your support to republicbroadcasting.org. Today, April 5th, 2023, and spring has finally arrived here in North Dakota. Now, this may not sound balmy to you, but to us it is. It's 23 degrees on my front porch, and I'm just fine with that. And today we are actually this week we will hit, yes, we're going to hit 40 degrees. we're not even thinking about 50 yet, but 40 degrees. So here on April 5th. So let's get on with the show, and tonight we'll, of course, be talking about what everyone else is talking about, which is the wonderful way in which Donald Trump responded to the Alvin Bragg persecution in New York City. Donald Trump is a true New Yorker. That's his city. That's his kind of town. Used to be. Alvin Bragg, not so much. But anyway, Donald Trump came back to his hometown and just wiped the floor with Alvin Bragg's face and all the other commie rat liberal Democrats that were there. So we'll talk about that tonight. Let me start off with a really amazing, the other reason to be really happy about what's happened is that the reaction of all of your compatriot Americans out there, they have responded the same way that you responded, that I'm responding. They love Donald Trump even more deeply than they did before. And that is shown. Let me go to it. I think we should lead with that. Let me go over here to my truthsocial.com, and this is not his first post. Go down here a ways and we'll come back to his first post, or his most recent post rather. But this is astonishing. This is wonderful. Rasmussen poll, stunner, a stunner, folks. Let me go to the link. I'm linking over here to newsmax.com. But I'm in truthsocial.com. This is a post by Donald Trump, and he links back to Newsmax. And what do we read there? Rasmussen poll, stunner. Trump gains 10 points on Biden since indictment. Now, folks, that kind of a change in the polls does not happen in real life. You can't even hope for a change like that. But Donald Trump just did it. Even though he was trouncing Biden, the result of this latest persecution, the reaction of your family, friends, neighbors, fellow patriots, is they have just rushed to support Donald Trump, and as have others who never supported him before. You can only achieve a 10-point swing by having people who never voted for you deciding, you know what, he's our guy. So here's the article to which the president has linked us. Since his indictment last week, a new Rasmussen poll shows former President Donald Trump has taken a strong lead, I'll say, over Joe Biden in the race for president. On February 15th, the Rasmussen poll had Joe Biden leading Trump by 45 to 42. Now, remember, these polls are rigged. So, no, Biden wasn't leading Trump by 3 points. But we're comparing apples to apples now. We're going to look at the same Rasmussen poll 1 month later. So, on February 15th, Biden leading Trump by 45 to 42. But in a survey conducted April 2nd and 3rd, so that's how long? That's 6 weeks, month and a half. Immediately after the announcement of the former president's indictment, but before his arraignment Tuesday. So I assure you, the reaction to that arraignment on Tuesday is going to be even more people flooding to Trump's support. Trump took a big lead of 47% against Biden's 40%. So he went from -3 to +7. That's an overall change of 10 points. In politics, that's impossible. But that's what Donald Trump does, the impossible. This is a 10-point net gain for Donald Trump, political strategist and Trump advisor Dick Morris told Newsmax. Former President Trump has completely turned around the 2024 race for president. Other polling released this weekend by Trump pollster John McLaughlin showed the indictment had given Trump a boost, with 51% of GOP voters supporting him over Ron DeSantis at 21%, a lead of 30 points. So his lead of 30 points over Ron DeSantis is more than Ron DeSantis's total support of 21%. And the Rasmussen poll is the first indication of a major Trump gain in a potential general election matchup against Biden. So that's a neat piece of news with which to lead. And I'm going to bring up my message board here, on which you will appear if you do call in the show at, I knew I had forgotten something, 512-248-8252. That's our number, 512-248-8252. And let us go to some other really good stories that are there up there today. Yeah, I was just thinking, I was thinking about, I don't want to dispense medical advice. Not here, not on this show. We don't dispense medical advice. But I do like to share medical experiences, my own, and take it for what it's worth. Of course, I did not take the clot shot. Neither did my family. And we're very happy not to have taken that. But I've noticed lots and lots of people who did, who are having trouble with lots of illness. And I'm sorry I don't have it. I should have printed it out and had it right here for you. to read. I'll go find it. And it's, you know, it's more important than ever now. If you find a great piece of truth, you got to print it, because they're deleting stuff. They're censoring stuff. They're making it vanish. Memory hole. Whoop, shh. There it goes, vaporized. But there's a great scholar out there who is documenting vaccine injury. And he's come up with some unbelievable, no, they're not unbelievable, that's the wrong adjective. He's come up with shocking numbers on what, as far as he can tell, the effect of repeated vaccination is on the subject's longevity. So he's doing studies of my lack of training, and this is showing here. There's a term, is it total mortality, overall mortality? He's comparing that table, different groups of people. People who have had no shot, people who have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And his conclusion, I'm not even giving you the guy's name, so shame on me. But this is a very important study, is that the more shots people have had, the shorter their lifespan. Now you say, how can you conclude that? I mean, it's only been 2 years. How can you conclude from 2 years that people are having shortened lifespans? Well, he can conclude by the overall mortality rate. I think it's called the excess mortality number. So it's amazing how, kind of like clockwork, people die at, statistically, as you get a larger and larger and larger sample, the variation gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And the departure from a smooth curve gets smaller and smaller. So the excess deaths number is growing. For the more people have had shots, the more quickly their excess death rate is growing, all other things being equal. And from this statistician who did this study, the scientist, was able to extrapolate life expectancy. And now when this story breaks, if this continues, if this research continues to turn out this way, and people find out, wait a minute, I just cut 10 years off my life. Wait a minute, these SOBs just cut 25 years off my life. There will be some angry citizens. That's getting serious, isn't it? Somebody reduces your life expectancy by 5, 10, even 1 year, 1 month. It's inexcusable. It's murder. So if you knowingly do it, that's deliberate. Here's my little bit of news on that. Dr. Peter McCullough, who is one of the great, great doctors for health, for real health, and who advised people don't get the shot from the beginning and put it all out on the line, put his career, everything, put it out. He is advocating for all of us, whether you've had the shot or not, no matter how many or few you've had. He says there are things that we can take that are over-the-counter, not prescription, and they are very useful in reducing or ameliorating vaccine injury. And one of them, his number one recommendation is something called natokinase, N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E, natokinase. And I found it. It's available everywhere, and and any drug of non-prescription, you can get it in the same place that sells you aspirin and Pepto-Bismol. Natokinase, and it's not even expensive. So I got myself a bottle of natokinase, and just only a few cents a tablet and or capsule. And I'm taking mine to what he does. What it does, I'm just from memory, as Dr. Peter McCullough tells the story, is that nattokinase helps to flush out of the body spike proteins, and that are the result of vaccination and cause vaccine injury. So there you go. Just get the latest from Kelso here, who's an ivermectin man who took ivermectin, and I was very, very happy with that. And now I'm adding to my nutritional regimen nattokinase, as recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Okay, let's go here to the here's another great one. Get this. Donald Trump, just to give you the measure as to how much he's been charging, between February and April, Donald Trump's popularity, support, those that would vote for him, has gone up. Let me hold that thought for just a moment while we welcome in James in Vancouver. James, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm feeling very good about what's happening. The direction it's going. I'm not happy about World War III. I'm not happy about the open borders, no borders, and so on. Of course, you know that. I'm not happy about any of those things. But it looks as if the what did the president say in one of his speeches recently? He said this to the January 6th political prisoners. He was addressing them. And he said, "Help is on the way." Very famous thought that we've all heard. The Marines are about to land. Help is on the way, and he means he is on the way. And he, if it's necessary, come January 20th, 2025, Donald Trump will for sure issue blanket pardons to everybody that's been persecuted by the communists in regard to January 6th. But now here's the new polling numbers I wanted to share with you, James, and with the audience. Since February, just 6 weeks ago, Donald Trump, among people who make under $30,000 a year, how much is his popular? How has it changed? Well, in that group, and you can figure out which group you're a member of here. Under 30,000, his popularity is up by 33% in 6 weeks. All right. How about among liberals? There might be a liberal in the audience out there somewhere who tuned in by mistake. Donald Trump's popularity among you folks is up 26%. Up 26%. High school graduate, up 21%. Democrat, up 19%. Hispanic, up 18%. Those who make $30,000 to $50,000 a year, up 17%. Among Republicans, his popularity has risen 15% in those 6 weeks. Among females, 15% in the last 6 weeks. Among people with a graduate degree, 14% increase. And those 40 to 64, 14% increase, and I'm just reading those. Those are the ones that are up on Donald Trump's website right now. So,
by the way, Sloan Kettering advocates the nanocadet. Sloan Kettering Center in New York.
Okay, now I'll hold your thought on that. We'll come back to it right after this break, folks. Hang on. We'll come back after this break with more on that.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We're back, folks. And James in Vancouver is with us on the phone. And during the break, I went downstairs and got my bottle. He was just talking about natokinase as being, you said, recommended by Sloan Kettering?
Yep. As an anticoagulant to be used carefully, of course. And apparently it has some good effects for the liver. It helps the proteins to fold back more properly.
Yes, and here on my bottle here, just to give you the specifics on what you're hearing, 90 caps of Doctor's Best Natokinase, 2,000 FUs, and I don't that means the letter F and the letter U, and that must be a scientific dosage amount. And it says on the back of my bottle here, natokinase is an enzyme derived from natto, a traditional fermented soy food popular in Japan. Blah, 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 blah. It produces Bacillus subtilis, produces natokinase, and blah, 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 blah. So that's what there is in that bottle. And I mean, this is available on the same shelf where you see children's aspirin and, you know, things for foot odor. it's not a prescription item. And then here's my bottle, my box of ivermectin tablets, 12 milligram, USP 12 milligram. And these are...
Do you take the ivermectin every day, James?
I'm not taking it now. I have 100 tablets here, and I'm keeping them. I haven't gotten, you know, I've had no, the whole COVID thing. There was one moment where I thought I may have had whatever the COVID right. is. I thought I had one cold. I have very few colds. I had one cold that was different enough at the time that this thing was breaking out, supposedly. I thought, well, that must be it. That must be my experience of this. That's all. I don't even know. I mean, I had to imagine to myself that I've had this experience, and then that was COVID-19. But I've taken this, you know, if somebody, my family or myself, thought they felt a cold coming on or something, we've taken this, and, you know, we're, you know, illness-free, and no masking, none of this nonsense, none of the stuff that is scientifically shown to have no effect whatsoever on the transmission of viruses. And anyway, I just thought I would share that. Just I offer that out there to you folks, that look up people like Dr. Robert Malone, like Dr. Peter McCullough, like Stephen Kirsch, and these geniuses, and follow their, read up on what they're putting out. These are the brave doctors and scientists. So read up, and I'm just to let you know, I offer myself as John Q. Public, as here I was. I'm just off here in the wilds of North Dakota, and right there on the shelf is something that sounds, you know, fancy. Natto kinase sounds fancy, but there it is. It's just a readily available, and it's something that will, according to Dr. Peter McCullough, not according to me, no medical advice from me, it will ameliorate the bad effects of both COVID-19 and vaccine injury, the effects of vaccination. So there you go. Let's go, if I may, James, let's turn to what the president has been posting since yesterday. And he's got some great stuff. Let me go to one of them. He says in his most recent, here, let's hit refresh to get the most recent Donald Trump posting. Here it is, 2 hours ago. China is trying to displace the U.S. dollar as the number one currency throughout the world. Unthinkable. 3 years ago. If this happens, and under Biden's leadership, it probably will, this would be the biggest defeat for our country in its history. We will be reduced to second-tier status. Amazing. Make America great again. He wrote that to all of us 2 hours ago. And let's see here. He's got he links to Jim Jordan, he links to, here, I'll just play a moment of Jim Jordan to whom he links.
We don't know what's going on there. We'll see what happens. What I do know is the left never stops. I mean, it was 2016, they spied on his campaign. 2018, it was Mueller investigation. 2020, it was suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. 2022, it's raiding his home 91 days before the election.
Okay, he links that. Very good presentation by Jim Jordan. He links to Sean Hannity, another good one. He links to then came the day. Here's a link. I'll play this right after the break. A link from Donald Trump you'll enjoy. Stay tuned. And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. The here's an interesting item, James, that's up on truthsocial.com, and it's Eric Trump posted it, Don Jr. posted it, Don Sr. himself, the president, didn't post it, but his two boys did, and this is, can you believe, I mean, life in the clown car. Here's Eric Trump. I am really both sons are such excellent patriots. Eric Trump posts breaking news: the Ninth Circuit Court, and that's out in the West Coast, California, the Ninth Circuit Court just awarded Trump $121,000 in attorney fees from Stormy Daniels. You heard that right. Order was just released. This, in addition to the roughly $500,000 she already owes him, that is Eric's dad. And here's the same. Yeah. So, and this happened, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is out in California, and it's a panel of something like 20 some judges. and they assign cases, and they, you know, they'll assign two or three or four of them a case, and then the next case they get to another team. It's overwhelmingly liberal left wing. It's notorious. You know, it's like famous in the world of courts. They say, well, we're before the Ninth Circuit. Oh, okay. If you're a right winger or a conservative or a patriot, this is bad news. You do not want to be before the Ninth Circuit. It's so left wing. But they have found so that Stormy Daniels is such an obvious fraud. Donald Trump had to spend over $500,000 in attorney fees defending himself, which is something that lots of famous people have to defend themselves against court actions like Stormy Daniels. And it's very expensive. So, and the court found it so egregious, Stormy Daniels' behavior, that they awarded over $500,000 in court fees against Stormy Daniels. This happened on the same day as Donald Trump's indictment. He's such a bad man, and he's committed some unknown crime, so that he may not be a candidate. The Attorney General of New York County in Manhattan, we will deny you your 45th and your 47th president over nothing. And all the legal minds who have addressed Alvin Bragg's work have said this would be a disgrace to a first-year law student. This would be an F for a first-year law student if they put this paperwork in front of a good law professor. And this is after spending millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of hours of work, subpoenaing 12 million documents from Donald Trump. Can you imagine that? 12 million documents? And the man is squeaky clean. They can't find anything. They can't find anything. You know, they've gone through every record of every company, companies all around the world, spanning many years. And they can't even concoct or make up some kind of violation of some kind of law. So they've had to come to this, that they get this insane, crazy woman, Stormy Daniels, who blackmails Donald Trump. And of course, Donald Trump has to defend himself in some way. And one way you do that with a blackmailing person is, you shut them up with a, you know, okay, all right, how much do you want? All right, you're gonna lie to me. You've got the National Enquirer. They're gonna publish your story and so on. All right, here, open the checkbook. Here's a check. How much? That's done all the time by the most upstanding individuals. Oh, and by the way, just a side note here. I don't know if you noticed this, James. Maybe you probably don't hang out around the newsstand as much as I do. But did you notice this, folks? In the 2016 election, the National Enquirer was a very, very important boost for Donald Trump. Every week, it's a weekly thing. You see it at the supermarket as you're going through the checkout line. The National Enquirer had story after story after story lauding Donald Trump, celebrating Donald Trump, discussing his achievements. It really helped in 2016. Then I noticed a very stark thing happened. The ownership of the National Enquirer was transferred, and I'll tell you what, I think it was transferred to the CIA. You pick up any copy of the National Enquirer, you pick up the most recent copy. On the cover is a big picture of Jeffrey Epstein, and then another big face right behind that of Jeffrey Epstein, made with, you know, Photoshop. And whose face is it? Donald Trump. And what is the headline? Massive cover-up, massive Epstein cover-up, protecting fat cats. And the only two faces on the cover of National Enquirer are Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. Then you turn to the article. The effect is already, most people don't you know, pay whatever, $5 to buy the rag. But the effect is already there just from the headline. You walk by it, that information, that image goes into your brain. Picture of Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, cover up of fat cats. So your conclusion in your mind looking at it is going, oh, who's the fat cat here? Oh, it's Donald Trump. Oh, cover up sex crimes. Oh, Donald Trump's involved in sex crimes and he's being covered up. You open up the magazine. There's nothing there. When you get to it, you go, what do they have to say? Oh, I see. I think I'm pressing the wrong keys. Can you still hear me, James?
Yeah, I got you. And,
you got me. Okay. All right. I was getting all excited. But get this. When you get into the article.
Exact lookalike of Alexander the Great. Check out the latest pictures of Barron Trump. He looks incredible.
Yeah. But now get this. When you open the National Enquirer, and somebody with billions of dollars bought that magazine, and they've totally changed it. It's anti-Trump every week. It's anti-Trump. But this week's, you go into the article, you say, okay, well, what have you got? What do you got on Donald Trump here? Where's the dirt here? And here's the dirt. Donald Trump and Melania actually attended some parties that were actually attended by Jeffrey Epstein. Whoa! Oh, my God! In New York City, where a big, millionaire soiree might have, two or 300 people there with an entire restaurant, reserved, and you're responsible for every other person that's in the restaurant? You were there? Oh, and they took a picture, and you were in there, and they took another picture of Epstein, and he was in there? There's nothing.
But
there's
these people don't have legal minds. That's why they were given the jobs, like the mayor of New York and this guy named Bragg.
Well, but it's worse than that, though.
They don't think like lawyers, and they're paid not to think like lawyers.
Well, but it's worse than that, because what we know now, and this we have to credit to Donald Trump, people weren't believing it. The CIA spends hundreds of millions, billions of dollars. The CIA doesn't just plant stories. They don't just plant stories. Yeah. I assure you, right now, ladies and gentlemen, the CIA owns they own major parts of the national media. And I'm going to include the National Enquirer on that list. The magazine, they can write a check through a cutout. They don't have to sign their check, CIA. They can sign their check with any of their stooges out there, their operatives. And so whoever owns the National
Enquirer. There's no accounting.
No, of course not. So whoever owned the National Enquirer in 2016, which is based down in West Palm Beach, down where Donald Trump is now, whoever owned it, they were offered a big fat check. And now here's the CIA's, and I'm using the CIA. It could be the NSA, it could be the FBI. It's the deep state. Somebody in the deep, could be George Soros. Somebody in the deep state concluded, wait a minute, the National Enquirer is running story after story after story that helped Donald Trump because he's popular. The magazine's popular. The readers, the people who read the National Enquirer, most of them high school graduates, most of them with lower incomes, they love Donald Trump. So this helps the magazine. Here's how we've got to take the magazine over. We got to buy it out and end these pro-Trump articles and have nothing but nasty articles about Donald Trump with horrid-looking photoshopped images of his face that make him look bad, and put him on the same cover with Jeffrey Epstein. So the CIA, folks, is doing this. Your government, here's the point. We didn't realize this before Donald Trump came down the escalator. Your government is run by communists, and they are programming you and your children. And they are programming you with hundreds of billions of dollars, pretty much unlimited money. And the unlimited money they have is because they control the government. You're working every week, and your taxes are going to these deep staters. They're paying to propagandize you with your money. And what a scam. I mean, Donald Trump is the first guy Now let me play somebody who's onto this and who is the most eloquent in describing it. Let's go to this clip put up by Donald Trump. Let me go to it. It's right here. I'll play it. Let's see here. I think it occurs in Eric Trump's, Don Jr. and Don Sr. I think it occurs in all three of their postings. Here we come. I'll just have to scroll to it. There's so many great posts that whenever you hear me scrolling frantically away, it's because I'm trying to find another Trump post that is buried in all the other bazillions of posts. Okay, here we are. I'm on the Eric Trump channel. And scrolling. What I'm looking for is a great segment put up by Donald Trump. Let's see if I can't gee whiz. It's coming, James. It's here. Here it is. Listen to this, folks. You'll recognize the voice.
You have a great legal mind. You're a constitutional scholar. You are the chief of staff to Ronald Reagan's attorney general, Ed Meese. You know a lot about the law. Let's get your take on the law, specifically in this case and this indictment.
Well, first of all, one of the things on top of everything else is there has to be an underlying crime, right, Sean? People are saying, well, what is it? I'm saying, well, what underlying crime did Donald Trump commit? He didn't commit any underlying crime, and he wasn't charged with any underlying crime. He wasn't charged with federal election violations, even though that's not the jurisdiction of the DA. There's nothing here, but I want to get into something here. Donald Trump is a historic figure, or they wouldn't be doing this. There wouldn't have been a January 6th committee. There wouldn't have been a Mueller criminal investigation. There wouldn't have been two phony impeachments. Listen to this, America. There wouldn't have been a warrant, which is inexcusable, an unconstitutional warrant, in my view. An FBI SWAT team sent to his home. There had been, in the course of the last few months, five grand juries controlled by Democrats. Over what? You would have thought this man took money from the communist Chinese. You would have thought his son took money from the communist Chinese. You would have thought he's the criminal of the century. What exactly did he do? So they have to concoct all these phony crimes because he didn't do anything. So the Manhattan DA should be disbarred, not only because of the way he campaigned, because you know what? This is crap that a pre-law student shouldn't even put in front of a damn judge. That's number one. Number two, Letitia James in Albany looking for crimes and then goes after civil suits. She's another one who should be disbarred for the way that she campaigned. The legal profession is an embarrassment right now. The judges are a humiliation right now. They need to get right. Their ass in gear and get their act together and get this country back instead of giving a rubber stamp to all this behavior. That's number one. We have a Democrat attorney general in New York, a Democrat DA in Manhattan, a Democrat DA in Atlanta, a Democrat appointed by the Democrat attorney general for the Biden administration in Washington, D.C., What's going on here? This party wants to change the Supreme Court. They want to change the Senate. They want to eliminate the filibuster rule, eliminate the Electoral College. They're attacking the First Amendment. They want to eliminate the Second Amendment. They're violating the Fourth and the Fifth Amendment. You know what this is? This is tyranny. Now, Donald Trump is a historic figure. You think if he was Mitt Romney, they'd give a damn? No. No. You think if he, frankly, was a Bush, that they'd give a damn? No. Look at Trump today. He gives his speech at Mar-a-Lago. This is a man who's committed to fighting these abuses, who's committed to fighting these Marxists, who's committed to fighting the tyranny. He talks about securing the border. They don't want to secure the border. He talks about sound money. They don't want sound money. He talks about building up the military. They want a woke military. He backs the cops. They hate the cops. And I could go on and on and on. Look what he did to our economy. Look what he did with energy independence. He was supposed to be Barack Obama's third term with Hillary Clinton, and he stopped them. And this is payback, and they're not going to give up. We, the American people, need to stand behind this guy. There's not another Republican that I can think of who can fight back and fight back this way. I can't think. I like others. I really do. I think some of them would be great presidents. But at this time, at this moment, with these American Marxist movements taking over, with Soros funding these prosecutors, crime up the wazoo, he's the guy, and they know it.
That's it. That was beautiful. Now, who was that, folks? That was an attorney, a great attorney, Mark Levin. And that was Mark Levin. And the that was posted by Donald Trump. And Levin is responding to having heard Donald Trump, as you did, right here on this show. We heard the whole thing, what Donald Trump had to say from Mar-a-Lago. And
well,
Levin,
right, because I just mentioned how all those attorneys and mayors and all of those people are a bunch of paid shills. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is, and now, you know, a story today was that the president of El Salvador, let me remember his name. I can't remember his name. But the president of El Salvador, he commented, I'm not going to make you people suffer by looking for it on my screen. I'll just give you my paraphrase. He said, with what's going on in America, with you attacking your administration in America, attacking your principal political rival with lawfare, he said, don't lecture us. Don't, you have no right to lecture anybody in the world about your so-called democracy. This is a president of a banana republic. He is saying, I can't believe what I'm seeing. You people are, you have less freedom in America than my people have here in my banana republic.
That's right.
It is unbelievable, but we actually got to the point, you know, you can't make this stuff up.
And what they're doing to the infrastructure of America, taking our cars, giving us stupid electric cars that are a waste of time, and taking away the food. Go ahead.
Well, you know, people are getting their courage. So I like the case, you know, again, I know one of the most famous comic strips in recent American history was Dilbert. I don't know. Are you familiar with that comic strip, James?
Yep.
Do you read the funnies?
I read Dilbert.
Dilbert. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. It's Adams, his last name. His first name, I think, is Scott. Scott Adams. And the guy's a brilliant cartoonist. He's run that cartoon strip since the 1980s, and he's still writing the cartoon strip. He was just canceled. What I'm saying about we're finding our courage, this guy knew what would happen, and he just went out there and publicly proclaimed, you know, the country has gone to hell. Country has gone to hell, and the woke nonsense on race is insane. And he must make hundreds of millions of dollars a year from his wonderful and hugely popular hundreds and hundreds of newspapers carrying it. Every one of them, within days, every one of them canceled Scott Adams. They canceled Dilbert because he said the unsayable. He said what everybody's thinking, what everybody knows, including liberals, including Democrats. But he did the unthinkable thing of saying it. He was the little boy who saw the emperor has no clothes. Hey, look at that. What's that I'm looking at there? He doesn't have any pants on. So Scott Adams said it, and he was immediately canceled. It must cost him hundreds of millions of dollars. His career with that cartoon is over. But I think he's pretty old, and he must be saying, like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, it's cost him billions to do what he's done. But he has a conscience. He has integrity. And he's saying, you know, my country, My country is what I care about. My people, the freedom of my people and of my children's children, that's what I care about. And if it costs me hundreds of millions for Scott Adams or billions for Donald Trump, so be it. And that was another, you know, but people are finding their courage. People like Donald Trump, people like Scott Adams are saying, that's it. That's it. If it's going to cost me money, you know, if I'm not going to get invited to the posh parties in New York City, so be it. And so that's another little tidbit of things that are wonderful of late. Let's go here to I'm going to go back into the president and his posting today. Let's go all the way to the top here. I've never had something like this. I've never had, you know, when Donald Trump used to be on Twitter, he posted a lot, and that was very good. And I used it for years as a reference material. But this is new. TruthSocial.com, where he is putting up on his own website dozens, hundreds of posts, links, and he's really gotten good at it. So he was good at Twitter. And then Twitter being – look at Elon Musk. Something happened to that man.
Well, it was a ruse. He really wasn't going to liberate everybody. Go ahead.
Well, but I mean, somebody, the richest man in the world, saying, yeah. Okay, $44 billion. $44 billion. I'm willing to put that, I'm willing to possibly throw that away in order to allow some free speech, because we should have free speech. Yeah. And for Elon Musk, he's saying freedom of speech. What's the point of being the richest man in the world if we have no freedom of speech? Who wants to be the richest man in the world where you cannot speak? Yeah. You're not allowed to be free.
And $44 billion is nothing for these guys. And there's guys out there with even more than $44 billion. So Elon Musk, it couldn't have happened. You know, he's got some other angle.
I'll tell you what. It's true. I don't know. I mean, you know.
He wants to put a radio. He wants to put your cell phone, your smartphone in your head so you can dial it with your brain.
I'm sure they're
10 miles away.
I'm sure Elon Musk has got a lot of reading to do to catch up with the people in this audience. But he clearly he said, you know what? I don't want to be the richest man in the world if you can't even say what you have no free speech.
Yeah, well,
with that thought,
I don't want to be the richest either. But, you know,
yeah, that's why I turned it down. That's why I decided I'm not going to be the richest man in the world. We'll be back again with more free speech tomorrow night. See you then.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.